I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Okay, come on. When we come back after the next break, let's play the Cool in the Gang, celebrate good times, come home, or it's ladies' night or something. Because there's a party at the Good Neighbor Station because of Vanita Sarkar, formerly of KSTP Morning Show and the University of St. Thomas, is our new morning show host. The morning news will be hosted by Vanita Sarkar. And, you know, Vanita's a great woman. She's a great broadcaster. She is an amazing professional. She has been in this decade, in this business for decades, and her reputation is stellar. I remember when I first got here, I was working at KSTP, and she just took me under her wing. And she would go out on stories, and she would get me off that assignments desk, and she would take me with her to interviews, and I got to watch her in action. And Sean, oh my God, I almost forgot this. Sean, my ex-husband, had this amazing crush on her. Oh my God, to the point that he got permission to sit in the studio at KSTP and watch her do her show. And she was even so sweet to entertain him. She'd sign her, you know, her little headshot for him. And then he got her to pull her ear at the end of a broadcast to say hi. I mean, she just, I mean, when I tell you, she has just been a blessing to our family. Gave me maternity clothes when I was pregnant for Andrew. Bought me one of my first gifts for my oldest son and helped to organize one of my 5th 11 baby showers. Because, you know, the first child, you think you're special, so you have 4 or 5 baby showers. After that, I don't even know where that 4th kid is right now. He could be outside. I have no idea. I'm in here doing the show. But you know, her hire is not just exciting because she is a friend. And she is a comrade. She is amazing. But her hire is historic. In the 97-year history of WCCO Radio, this is the first woman of color in prime time. And we got to talk about that. And I don't know who better to talk about it with than my former professor at the University of Houston, Jack J. Valente School of Communication, then Dr. Beth Olson. Dr. Olson, thank you so much for joining us all the way down in Houston, Texas, where it is not snowing and it is a lot warmer than it is here.
It is a little bit warmer, but I won't tell you how much. You know, in the 20s, that's balmy.
Girl, what? In the 20s? Did they cancel school and classes and stuff? Y'all don't do 20s in Texas.
Y'all, no, on your y'all end. Do 20s in on Texas. Your end.
I am so glad that you are here with me to talk about this historic moment in the history of WCCO Radio and in Twin Cities Media. You know, since the murder of George Floyd, Carol Levin has the first ever African-American sports director. Myron Metcalf at the Star Tribune, a columnist there. The Star Tribune also has a diversity division where they focus on stories that are important to communities of color. And, you know, you just see this so much more now where stations across the country, and not just here, are making amends, and there's a racial reckoning. You know, the L.A. Times, the St. Louis paper, apologizing to black communities for not reporting on celebrations and just showing up when there is a crisis. And so I think about Vanita's hire and her coming on board and her face looking like my face, looking like my daughter's face, and mm-hmm. what that means for future generation of journalists.
Right, and that representation is so important, to be able to see people that look like you, to hear from people that can tell stories of your communities. And I was pulling together some statistics, of course, before our phone call, and it showed that African Americans rely more on local news than any other racial or ethnic group.
Mm. And that's true. I mean, my daddy watches news religiously. I grew up in a house where we watched local news. We read the local newspaper. And my kids, if we go more than a day or so without watching the news, they'll say, why aren't we watching the news today?
It's good.
You know, it's just the way that we were brought up, and we trust our news sources. But I have to tell you, growing up, I saw one black woman, and that was it. My news came from white men. And, you know, we have to go about changing that. And so I'm so glad to see that change happening at the station where I work. Talk to me about the importance and significance of that.
Well, it's, and radio is a little bit worse in diversity than television is. And obviously, a lot of the older staff people are older white males. But the more recent statistics I looked at showed that the younger a newsroom is, the more equitable it is in male-female ratio and also in diversity. So that's an encouraging sign. But radio does lag a bit. And, of course, her hire represents that intersectionality that everyone is talking about now, both being a woman of color and a woman, both of those things, show that there is double the opportunity to be prejudiced against someone who has those cards in their hand. So it's important in that way, too.
We are talking to Dr. Beth Olson. She is with Jack J. Valente School of Communications at the University of Houston. And Dr. Olson, you have been studying women in media and gender. And, you know, this is not something that's new to you. You've done this for decades. And when you finally see something like this happen, where this is the flagship of the station, and it's a woman in that role, a role that's traditionally held by a man. I want to talk about also what that represents as well, because I know for me, that means that I'm going to be making sure that my daughter knows, that she understands. And for women out there who are going into this business, who are going into this field, it gives them hope and that they can do it as well. But also it gives a different perspective. Adam Carter was talking about this before. You know, she's the hockey mom. She, you know, can give a different lens to a story that the white guys on this station don't see or can't possibly have.
To understand those experiences, absolutely. And I'm old enough to remember back in the days of radio where the common belief was that audience members didn't want to listen to a female voice, that you had to be male to be good on the radio and get people to listen to you. So that's a big change, obviously, as well. Plus, you know, drive time is prime time in radio. Mm-hmm. And she's on morning drive. That's probably their, you know, biggest listening audience that they will have all day long. Even though the pandemic obviously has hurt radio, car listenership, it's still strong again for local news.
Now, I know we got a long way to go, right? This is a day to celebrate. We still have a long way to go. How can we get there? To where radio, and we're talking about the Good Neighbor Station. We got a long way to go to get some diversity. We just hired a fellow in our newsroom, an African-American woman. We've got Vanita. But for a long time, you know, for a long time, and I remember sitting in meetings where I was beating my head against the wall saying, we've got to do better. You know, Chad Hartman was saying, we've got to do better. There've got to be more opportunities. And the needle didn't move. How can we get to a point and a place where we start looking for that talent, cultivating it, and making our newsrooms and our honor talent more reflective of our community?
It's tough because, you know, coming up through school, there are a lot of forks in the road that can be discouraging.
Mm-hmm.
So you need a lot of help to push you past a lot of those point. So even though that people might be in the pipeline, it's easy to get blown off that track for a variety of reasons. So that's difficult as well. But then to make the environment in the newsroom welcoming. And those are a lot of intangible cultural work culture kinds of things that are difficult to gauge, but can be enough that people don't want to be there.
Yeah. Yeah. And that's the thing, too. You know, we talk especially in Minnesota where you have family. You are not disconnected from Minnesota. You have family here. You visit here often to visit your relatives. You know, they always talk about the problem that they have to retain black talent. Right. Because we came here in 2004, Sean and I, young, up and coming. Everybody was willing to open the door and invite us in. And then when we got in, we were like, wow. We had some change some stuff in order for us to stay here. Y'all were real nice and everything on the upfront, but you know, we can't be something's got to give. So how do you especially as a woman and a woman of color begin to use your opportunities when you get your foot in the door, when you're sitting in that seat, when you're people are making those decisions, make your voice heard so that you can stay in the space that you're given?
Well, and I think a lot of the managers are not female either. So you're right. That is a big opportunity where you have some say. But I think you just have to keep asking it. And obviously, she helped you when you ran across her path. And women just need to do that and keep helping and not see it as much of a competitive environment. You know, what do they say? A rising tide lifts all boats. So we help each other and the station does better. And then that's good for everybody.
Yeah, and you know, when they hired the fellow, I went in there and slid on my number and said, now listen, if you have any problems with Adam Carter, you call me. And she and I have chatted, and you know, if she has questions, and you know, because this is the thing too, as women, you know, in a male dominated field, you don't want to say I don't know. You don't want to say, well, I'm not sure, because then, you know, it looks like you don't know what you're doing, you know, and we've all had that situation. And so it's really up to, like you said, other women to help and support and uplift, encourage, inspire, and educate one another.
Yes, absolutely.
And you were about to say something and I cut you off, girl. Go ahead.
No, I was going to say it's also hard to say no sometimes.
Oh, girl, yeah. Okay, because my boss called today, and he was like, hey, I need you to host Chad Hartman's show. He's not going to be in today, and it's in a couple of hours. And I was like, okay, I haven't cooked lunch. I'm in my pajamas. I've got a sick kid. The doctor's calling for a telehealth visit. I've got two therapy sessions and Zoom school for the rest of the day. Sure, I can do it. Oh, yeah, what time?
You know,
12 to 3?
You do that every day, Shaletta. That's a normal day for you.
I was talking to my friend Gina at Image 360. She's one of my business partners. She's in Woodbury. She does all my graphics and logos and designs. And she was like, girl, what are you doing on the radio? Doesn't Cameron have the COVID? I thought you were going to the doctor today and you said you didn't have time to. I said, girl, I'll be done at 3 and then I'll call you and then we'll figure out this Christmas. Cause she's like, and you sending out Christmas cards? Are you kidding me? So, yeah. And you know, women, we just do it because, you know, you don't want to say no, because then we know that that may mean you don't get an opportunity next time.
Right. That's true. You're afraid to do that. Absolutely.
Yeah. Yeah. Dr. Beth Olson over at the University of Houston. Okay, you got to send a shout out to your relatives who are going to be listening. We're going to podcast this later. They're going to download it. If you don't say their names, you're not going to get any lutefisk. I'm going to just tell you that right now. So you better say something. Well,
I'll pass on the lutefisk. Thanks. But I'll take some Lessa if you have any. And my mother is sending down some Spritz cookies. So thank you, Charlotte.
Oh, that sounds delicious. Well, thank you so much for spending a little time with us this afternoon and giving us your insight and perspective.
Absolutely. Thanks for the invitation.
All right.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, O'Reilly.